We pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. God's word for us today is taken from the prophet Isaiah, where we read, "Hoy." That's God's word for us this morning. Whoa, Nelly. For those of us from a slightly different generation, I do miss the voice of one Keith Jackson, football announcer. A big play would happen, and whoa, Nelly would greet our ears. Whoa, I was saying it just this morning, driving into our campus at gorgeous Fort Wayne, Indiana. I look in my rearview mirror and see a woman with cell phone on one ear. Whoa. And a cigarette in the other hand, and theoretically driving. Whoa. And thank you to anonymous woman for sermon illustration at the last second. Whoa. This is the call that reverberates throughout Isaiah chapter 5. Hoy, 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 and yet another hoy. Whoa, the prophet exclaims. Those who had house to house and joined field to field. Whoa, the prophet, God speaking through the prophet, looks out and sees a world with thoroughly messed up priorities. Joining house to house, field to field, chasing after beer, going after wine, take your pick. It's a world filled of distractions, a world focused on day-to-day life, a world focused on me, me, me. Hoy, the prophet says, and hoy, the prophet says to us. I mean, here we are in a world steeped with theology, and to be honest, being a student and a professor here is one of the greatest existences ever. But hoy, we're so steeped in theology that it's very easy to forget. Hoy, how many conversations do you have that are not theology? I dare you to count them today. There'll probably be about two if you're like me. But the danger exists. So much busyness, so much going on, that God becomes academic and becomes the stuff of rote. I mean, think, for example, the Lord's Prayer, which we'll even pray this morning. How often have you gotten through that prayer and forgotten that sometime you said, "Forgive us our trespasses," you just don't remember where? To that, the prophet says, "Hoy." Whoa, 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 you might say. But there's more to woe than just a big, loud Hebraic statement. Granted, that's cool. But the hoy there is more than just a, uh-oh, you're in trouble. No, the word hoy is the stuff, not of yelling, but of a funeral. Hoy is the word that would be uttered at a funeral. This isn't you're doomed. This is, it's horrible you're dead. Hoy, hoy, hoy. That's the message. Whoa, you might say. Whoa, whoa, whoa now. What's going on here? And God bursts into the scene. Hoy. God laments over those who are dead. Hoy. Isaiah chapter 6. The prophet sees God and he says, "Hoy. Whoa, I'm doomed." And God takes those who are dead in their sin and raises them to life. I still remember one sixth grade confirmation class at Zion Lutheran Church, Schenectady, New York, when I was a pastor, lo, those many years ago. We were talking about baptism that day, so I asked the sixth graders, yes, they trusted me with sixth graders once upon a time, and I said to them, "What do we do in baptism?" They paused. They tended not to answer a lot. I think they might have been scared. And I said to them, "We kill you." probably not the best approach to sixth graders. We kill you, but by baptism we are buried into Christ's death. By baptism we do kill you, and we bring you to life. The lament over those who are dead is answered by a God who dies and who raises to life. Woe now, this is even more. Woe, yes, we are dead, but we are also alive in Christ. Woe, the prophet speaks. Woe, woe, woe. We are baptized, beloved children of God. Woe, it's the clarion call of this morning. Whether that woman was actually using the steering wheel, I have no idea. Woe. And then we contemplate God's love, and we say, woe. Woe to a God who loves us. Woe to a God who has made you his children. Woe to a God who will never let you go. In Jesus' name, amen.